Yechezkel Perites Pasuk Heilu Ulinishmas Harav Avram Nasanel Ben Rav Shlomo and for Refuah Shlema for all of those in need. We're describing the six men, maybe Malachim, on their very what Rabbi Breuer calls sad mission, just prior to the Churban, where they're going to mark who's going to be saved and who is not going to be saved, Chas V'Shalom. And we also described how gradually the Shechina had left the Keruvim. Remember, when the Keruvim are turned towards each other, that means Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are at peace. But when they turn away from each other, it's a sign of conflict and negativity. And people in the city who are already crying over the terrible things that they see, not the terrible death and destruction and torture and rape and murder akin to Hamas that has happened to the Jewish people since time immemorial, but the terrible deeds done by the Jewish people themselves, when they should have known better, when they have to know better. Ula'ela, and to these, to the six destroyers, all the Mefarshim say, the five angels holding sledgehammers, and one of them holding a scribe's tablet, at least according to Mahari Kra. Others say all six of them had sledgehammers. He's multitasking, iPad in one hand, sledgehammer in the other. So, Ula'ela, Omar Ba'oznai, and to them he said, in my ear, so I could hear, Ivru Va'ir Acharav Behaku, pass through the city after him. So while the Malach with the tablet is marking the foreheads of those who will live, Mi Yechia Mi Yomus, Tichia Tamus, pass behind him and smite and destroy. Al Tachos Einechem Va'al Tachmolu. Do not let your eye spare anyone, and have no pity on the people of the city who finally will cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but too little, too late. They had a chance. They had hundreds of years of chance, but they didn't. So now, start destroying. Lay waste about you with sledgehammers. Zakein Bachur Ubesula. Whether it is an elder, old man, or a young man, or a maiden girl, from the aged to the innocent and young, the taf and infants, small children, the nashim and women, tahar gula mashkis, kill them, slay them to their utter destruction. Val kol ish asher olav hatov al tigashu. Any man who has the mark of the taf, that's where the taf comes from in the Gemara that we talked about before, they have the mark of tichya, so them you do not touch. But this sounds an awful lot like what Hamas did during their rampages on Shmini Atzeres a year ago. Zakein Bachur Basula Tap Venoshim, everyone. Umikdashi Tachelu. And start from my Beis HaMikdash, from my sanctuary. So begin at the center and then work outward. Vayachelu Bo Anoshim Hazakinim Asher Lifnei Habayis. And they began with the old men who were in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Who are these old men? So Radak says that they were the 70 elders before, even Sanhedrin members who were being Oved Avodah Zarah in those caves, in those chambers that were connected to the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, quoting the Gemara, says that they were tzaddikim who kept the Torah from Aleph to Tav. And this is the only time, the Mefarshim point out, that Hashem withheld the favorable bracha to the people who keep the Torah, me Aleph ad Tav, that they were going to live long and that they were going to be fulfilling everything, and therefore they would have a good fate. But not now. Not now. Whether they are the elders who were sinning or whether they are the elders who were the great righteous people, the punishment is being laid out. Zayin vayomer aleihem tamu es habayis. And then he said to them, defile the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shechina, we said, has withdrawn already. It doesn't matter. Umalu es hachatzeros halolim tseyu. And fill the courtyards, fill the streets with the dead, and go out, do your jobs. So that's the tameh of the Beis HaMikdash, that it's going to become tameh with all the dead bodies in it. Tameh meis, the entire Beis HaMikdash. So, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be metameh his own Beis HaMikdash, but they were already metameh it with Avodah Zarah and idols, and their terrible behavior? So not necessarily a surprise that the Beis HaMikdash no longer exists in its pristine form to be Tahar in the face of Tumah. The Yatsu, and so out they went. Behiku Va'ir, and they smote in the city. After they killed those in the streets, they went out and killed those in the city itself. The corpses filled up Yerushalayim. The dead bodies filled up the Beis HaMikdash. Falling all around the Navi in his vision. Remember that Yechezkel is not in Yerushalayim while this is happening. Yechezkel is in Babel while this is happening. But nevertheless, terrible things are taking place.